RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Wonder Park, now playing in area theaters.
Disney cartoons exist for two reasons. One, rake in an obscene amount of cash. And two, traumatize little ones by killing one or both parents. Think back on the absurdly long list of parentless Disney children. Cinderella's and Snow White's parents are already dead. The tragedies are off-screen, but the pain lingers. Tarzan was too young to remember an animal mauling his birth parents to death, but to ensure he still endures guilt and a trip to the jungle therapist later, his gorilla dad is also shot and killed. The most infamous parental death, spurring exile and most likely a lifetime of debilitating night sweats, is when Simba's father, Mufasa, suffers the wrath of a stampede. Oh, you want Bambi on this list too? How cruel can you be? Some deaths transcend an itemized list and are best only referred to as that death of which we do not speak. On the other hand, Nickelodeon Studios does not kill its parents. The elders in Harriet the Spy, Rugrats, and I assume SpongeBob are just fine. Well, Wonder Park is here to at least make you nervous. June's mom, voiced by Jennifer Garner, is sick. She has kid movie sickness. We don't know her exact diagnosis, but she looks tired, does not get down on the floor to play anymore, and Dad exchanges far too many knowing looks with Mom. To make matters even more disturbing, Mom is even going away to may or maybe not get cured. She can't take June with her, and she doesn't know when she'll come back. I know us parents want to spare our children the awful truth, but the amount of talking around the subject reaches a ridiculous level. At some point, won't your child worry more about not knowing anything than actually putting a name to the illness? Well, we're not here to second-guess other people's parenting skills, but to observe little June's coping mechanisms. Mom and June, voiced by Brianna Denski, are next-level creative storytellers and arts and crafts constructors. The two create an entire amusement park called Wonderland, complete with named mascots, fully realized roller coasters, and all the amenities a real park requires, such as water fountains and turnstiles, etc. When they have an idea for a new ride, Mom whispers down to Wonderland's leader, Peanut, voiced by Norbert Leo Butts, who brings the new splendiferous contraption to life with his magic pen. Wonderland's possibilities grow so large, it eventually takes over the two-story house and even dribbles outside. But with Mom out of the picture, there's nobody left to whisper in Peanut's ear. June loses her zest for Wonderland, packs it up, and stuffs it in the closet. After running away from summer camp to go and take care of Dad, voiced by Matthew Broderick, who June believes is incapable of taking care of himself, Wonder Park morphs into an Enter-a-Magical-Doorway movie, a la The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and The Rabbit Hole in Alice in Wonderland. June is drawn into the forest, which turns out to be Wonderland, but something is wrong. Remember when Return to Oz took us back to the Emerald City, but it was more antique store nightmare than Lollipop Guild? Well, Wonderland is crumbling. Legions of chimpanzombie things tear down the rides and attractions and threaten the Wonderland characters with doom. Peanut is missing, so Greta the Warthog, voiced by Mila Kunis, calls the shots, while Steve the Porcupine, voiced by John Oliver, and Boomer the Bear, voiced by Ken Hudson Campbell, among others, run for their lives and wonder what happened. June knows what happened. She packed up Wonderland and left it to rot in the closet. To save Wonderland from destruction, perhaps she will learn how to cope with the inner sadness of her mom's sickness and vacancy. Wonderland is a bit like Pixar's Inside Out, minus everything that makes that movie spectacularly amazing. In the park's different sections, like Fireworks World or the Central Swing Zone, June learns another trick to help her focus on hope or a lesson to keep on truckin'. June has one of the most vivid imaginations a cartoon child has ever possessed. Therefore, it is also capable of imagining the worst for her parents and everyone's safety. What the audience will spend their time wondering is not exactly why Wonder Park is more imitative than innovative. We've all seen our fair share of knockoff animated films. But why is it even called Wonder Park? The amusement park is called Wonderland. The slogan is about Wonderland, and so are the songs. It has the feeling that a lawyer stumbled upon an immovable copyright issue, and all the posters had to change to Wonder Park right quick before the lawsuits flew. Also, there is no credited director. Even though the film is overall disjointed, somebody had to glue these scenes together. It turns out Mr. Director was busted for sexual improprieties and his name stricken from the rolls. This appears to be the same reason Jeffrey Tambor no longer voices Boomer the Bear. Wonder Park was nearly sunk even before it had the chance to underwhelm audiences. Still, June's sadness feels real, and watching her create Wonderland with Mom probably will not describe the worst time you will have at the theater this year. If that sounds like a recommendation, it's not. But it's not a screeching alarm either. Take the ride or don't. You won't remember it either way. That is why I give Wonder Park 2.5 out of 4 stars.
Wonder Park is rated PG-13, now playing at AMC Sundial 20, Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, the Studio Movie Grill in Seminole, Regal Largo Mall 8, Britain Cinemas, and AMC West Shore 14.
Radio StPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.